wenn es ein gewaltiges Jahr im Kreis ist, aber der Wüste sagt, dass der Herr wird zut und der Herr zut. Somebody has to go out to the Kovne, wo der Mensch ist, ist zu put on this, whatever this is, I don't remember it, I had it. Yes, yes. The altar used to sell a bocha, take a hair for it, yes. People used to look at him like a poor boy. They used to call the yeshiva like Orem Bocha, means poor bocha, poor boy. It's the boy they want to be as the people for respect to see that he's not.
But that was more Rabbi Yisrael
Salanter,
more than Slabodka.
Slabodka had the Talmidim for Rabbi Yisrael. Uh-huh. The altar was once he met Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael was going from Vilna in Kovne. From Kovne in Vilna. The altar bought a ticket. He didn't have to go to Vilna. I bought the ticket, it should be close to Rabbi Yisrael for the few hours to go with him together.
So this was the shita basically of the yeshiva of more modern dress or
yes.
because of the
Haromos Keren HaTorah.
So that gets into another area which we want to discuss with Rashi about the difference between today and then. Our Kabbalah from our Rishiva is to adhere strictly to, as much as possible, to the Shita Slabodka.
Very good, yes.
And therefore we are a little not taken aback, but we wonder, many of the yeshivas in Heint is from Talmidim and Altar, very big Talmidim and Altar, and there seems to be a little difference now.
Now it's different, because now is the loop from the world of the Vnitiri changed a lot. Not the same like used to be in the older times.
What way do you see that is different? What did the yeshiva see that is different? And
I will tell you differently. The yeshiva bochar was very poor. The yeshivas were very poor. And the bochar used to sleep in the shul in yeshiva. In the older times, a lot of yeshivas bochar used to eat dead, you know what I mean? A choshev balabos would never consider to have a son-in-law yeshiva man. They want to make higher the elevate the ashkofa, the balabatim should more respect, the nekiri should get more respect, more understanding. So now we don't need it.
Because now
they cook better. They don't cook better. More respect for of Yeshiva Bochum like in the older times.
So Yeshiva Bochum nowadays, we notice that there's a very frum address among Yeshiva Bochum, and now there's also there's a lot of bittul and intolerance of...
Bittul is not, it's against Slabodka.
No,
Slabodka wasn't bittul.
Does the Yeshiva feel that... We find also in the Torah belt now there's a lot of chumras and things like that.
No, not Slabodka.
Not Slabodka. Does the Rish approve of that nowadays in the yeshiva belt? Is there a difference now? Is it different now than it was in Europe?
They're moving away from
Should there be more chumras?
What do you mean? What do you
is there a change from the Slabodka era?
Is there a reason why it changed, or is it just...
No, because they don't know. They're out of... used to look different on this. Too many homeless. I will tell you, I'm Muslim. Many years ago, I was invited to Elizabeth. Rabbi Teich, father-in-law was, forget the name. And for Shabbos. I was at the convention, I have to go to Chimakaganza. Before Shabbos, the rabbi of the Jews called me, told me he wants to talk with me sometime. What do you want? He said he has two or three daughters. In the chinuch, what he gives them, through singing smiths, they are singing smiths. The Mishanki wasn't. He feels that to Shabbos they sing the meal together, it makes an impression on the children. And Rabbi Ober, you know Rabbi Ober, was born Shabbos there, the same place. And soon his daughter started to sing the meal, Rabbi Ober and Rabbi. And the daughter was tomorrow all Shabbos was destroyed, or Shabbos in one part, zerbrochen. Aber ich habe mir wahnsinnig und entworfen geworden, im Mittenessen, Rüdigen auf dem Gas ist. Und he asked me what I will do. I told him, no. I don't want to go to Mubi, to destroy the Shabbos and the people. I don't want here. I don't like what I do. I don't like to be my father. I know the moons and twins. Just need to. Those is what both. I mean, I think that you have to Mechashev, to be Mechashev, to Israel, and then, as is the man of Frumkeit, they need to clear to light in the ball of the men. You understand? You understand what I'm talking? Oh, those things are both. And another thing, if a Bocher was staying, in a place, one was they were rocks, and he put on nail like that, and then the water destroyed the rocks. And give me a router, you should tell the Bocher not right. You don't have to be from other men who suffered on account of your from them. Because you have to go to the mountains, and I have to go to the house. You understand what I'm saying?
Was the objection? So the objection was not. We thought that under the impression that the reason why the altar was against most of the Chassidusa was maybe because of a Musadik reason of Gaiva. If a person, let's say, is not on the Madrega, to on a certain Madrega, so to do these certain things, you feel, I'm a Frum and Yid, I'm so great, and then you be over and it's the Raisa of Gaiva.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that correct, or was it
correct.
More of a Ben Om L'Chavero?
That's correct. Yes. Yes. One of the Amaruim said, I am not like Eshik to Vainak against my father. My father in the same day, so he eat meat, he doesn't eat milk. And he said, I am only waiting 6 hours. Why he didn't do the same? He also was able to do the same. Teretz is a, he taught me that you have to stay in the same Adrege to be Mamfim Chumres.
What would be wrong? What's wrong with the Chumres? What would be wrong if he didn't eat the same day, his son?
The name was Mer Chumre, Frimer.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't he do it?
Yeah.
Because he said, Achumre Rapin, Amen, was out. His father was in the Madrege to not to eat meat and milk in the same day. He's not in the same Madrege. Everybody has to know. He has to live according to his Madrege.
Does the Yeshiva think that in America, the Yeshiva Shevel in America, follows this Derech, or do we feel it?
No. The American Yeshivas don't understand.
Is this good or not good?
It's not good.
So what should be done to?
It's not so bad to go to look. She do a little care of that. What to mention? What to mention? Those is not bad. She's not no good. She's not good.
Is this a different hashgafa that it was a machloket in Europe that carried over to America or something?
not the masculine, not the mass ladies, not all of the yeshivas in the studio. The altar was a great boy. When he was a mashpia, he was able to be mashpia of the maid. But not everybody is able this to do, to such an ogre, maldness and all.
But if we have a Kabbalah, let's say that we should be careful with these things, it's not really, is it really that we have to be a gon or a tzaddik? I mean, we have a Kabbalah, let's say, to be careful. So why can't people be minding themselves, you know, not to jump into a chumrah, you know, to see a chumrah, you know, I'll do it. I mean,
no,
why can't they just, isn't it possible for a person just to...
It's possible, is it, but the altar didn't agree with this.
And he wouldn't approve of it in America either.
No.
He wouldn't think that America's different, there should be more chumras in America, there's no such thing of that.
Maybe, because America, what do you mean America different? America need more chumras.
Yeah, is there such a sfarah?
It's possible.
What would be?
It's possible.
Does the Rishiva himself agree with that?
In parts, I agree. Not in everything, but in some parts, I agree.
What parts? What parts?
I'm not able to say that. There are some parts, I don't know exactly, but I don't agree at entirely in this. But I feel as in America, maybe you have to be more machmir. And I can't because everyone is coming from a who is not like Europe. It's possible, but in Sabot you used to come Bochum from places where they didn't know anything. Then the altar was not interested too much to learn with them, to be manning them according to heaven, and they also not different, not the same. It's a difference. I mean. The altar was filled with yeshiva, everyone single out, everyone. Not the same with everybody. It's for everybody according to on his abilities, on his scope. The yeshiva was filled, not everybody the same. This handled like this, and the other one. Everybody knows Hakodik, knows his Kishrenes, knows his Ashkofes, knows his about his understanding. Everybody was different.
As Rashid was saying, that since the Hashkofa was better in Europe, or the houses that the boys came from was stronger, so
yes,
they didn't need a Chumrah.
Right.
When the Das is stronger,
yes,
you
yes.
don't need a Chumrah.
Yes,
Can we build B'nai Das in America that wouldn't...
Very hard. It will take a lot of time. But America has also a lot of material, but it will take a lot of time to be the same like Europe. I don't say Europe was entirely better. In some things, the Americans are better.
Rashi would agree with the general hashkafa that a person should be shokel very carefully before he jumps into a chumrah.
Yes.
Yes. So, and Rashiv also mentioned the idea that he would agree with the idea that maybe there are too many chumras, and that
people. The chumras have to be according to every person who is more lam, more yerushalayim, is allowed to have some chumras, but also not, but. But not everybody is allowed to make some chumras.
Did Rav Aaron have a different shita that we see in most of the...
Rabban was Slabodka.
Rabban was
a Slabodka, and then during the war he was with Navaredok, I don't know exactly. We are causes with Rabban.
Did he follow that in America? It seems that... the many yeshivas in America come from the Lakewood Mates and many branches. Lakewood itself is a big yeshiva. Does the yeshiva look at them as products of Slabodka, as Rav Aaron Slabodka?
No. Uh-huh. Rabban, I don't know what Rabban was in the later years, he was another Yeshivist too, in the Navarro special, but he was a Hosid of the Malkin Talmud movie, but he was trained a little in other Yeshivist too, in Navarro special, the Ruach of Navarro, the Ruach of Chofetz Chaim.
So that was like a Frommer...
I would not say he's an og entirely was Slavotka, an og, no.
And the yeshivas of the Lakewood Yeshiva today, that was from Aaron Shitas?
No, Lakewood Yeshiva today, no. Not Rabban. A little younger, but it started, but it's not Slavotka.
It wasn't his sheet either. I mean, because it's a very strong anti-college and the address.
Slavotka wasn't on the college. No. I know a rabbi here in America, now he's in Israel. He told me when he was in Slavotka, was a boy of 21, he called him and he said, "You should learn English. Because I know you will have to say to be a mishulach or a slav order in England or in America, you should learn English now." This is what Ralter told somebody. Ralter was thinking about everybody according to his abilities.
And Rav Aaron himself held that way also?
No. I think Rav Aaron, I talked to Rav Aaron several times, and then the Shalizikum became a lot of humorous here. He followed it. He didn't want us to be against it. But I know whom Rabban sent to college. My God, we must him. Tenta told me. No, Rabban wasn't against college. The latest years, he became a more canoe. I don't. Because the Bochum became, she's a young man, will be extreme, more extremist.
So he was neicha to let them go their way. But
all right, but he was not.
He wasn't pushing it.
No.
So the Rav Shimon would feel that really the dress, it would be better really not to dress so from it would be better to dress normal.
Who? What do you mean?
Shiva.
From the B'nai Torah, there's no Indian of the today you have to pay it and the beards and the...
No, the Ralter would not agree with this. Ralter vote the Shivalites should be the same like in Hetzenius, should be the same like everybody, but the Frum cannot be in the Pnimius, all right, from the material of Hetzenius, but he never agree about a lot of Hetzenius. He used to tell Bochum, take the sheep. Not Cholila with Ariza.
What would they use? A clip they used or a powder?
A powder used to use more.
This is also, isn't this also a result of the muster in the yeshiva that maybe, you know, a person should be more ma'urav in a brias, like the Rishi was saying before?
Yes.
So with
yes.
The Rishi...
It should not be a Chil Hashem, but with that a yeshiva difference and honor him. No.
So what would Rishi think about the relevance of Musar? Like, it seems like that's a very important part. In other words, that the Shitas HaMusar that was in Slavaka, how relevant and how important is it today? Would it make a difference, like, as far as people Hashkafa and people from Kai?
I don't believe it. This is Slavotka Hashkafa in Gansen would be suited to the to American guns and to Americana boys.
Why? Could she explain that? What
Hashkafa
is that word?
I tell you, because the European boy was born in a Fruma Huiz and a Hashkafa from Teire from Nish. And the Americana was born in football. It's weird to put he should be the same like the European. In many things, I think Americana is better than more honest, and one practical, and yes, in a lot of things, Americana are better.
And to make up for this concern that they were born in the
Kashmir. You're right, it's Kenda.
So therefore, what do we do?
Americana boys, I was in Israel. Told me once, why they are let the boys come to Israel from the Talmudim Farishim. He told me what the Hasrinis from the Throne Lemonade and the Malasnit.
What do Americans need more? What should Americans get? Or should say Americans are different, not shouldn't be the same exactly like Slavoka. What replaces, what should be done for them?
Even the Slavoka city. In America, what darf mir machen anders?
Yeah.
Mein das Punkt war der Mountain, der Auto gehen in Amerika. Stell dir doch vor, wo der Rege handelt, die would handle different.
What would he do different?
Schwer to say what he would do different, but I'm sure about what I imagine. To say to a boy in the yeshiva to learn English. Not here in Europe, in Israel, where the Bochum was in Israel. The altar was in Israel. He told me we should learn English. Right? No Rosh Hashanah would say it.
Yeah. But would the altar say it?
He was very interested in the Yeller Bochum, besonder how his future will be. He understood that this boy, his future will be, they will be, I'm sure, in America.
What would the Alta do in America? What
does she think? I think they would do the same, nor what we sugar past, I think, to America then, I suppose.
We should maybe give a marshal that we can understand.
Maybe it would be more Mahmer.
Yeah.
This was, it was Michael there, here it would be more Mahmer. I think, I don't know exactly, but
as far as Malbush is concerned, maybe? Huh? As far as Lavush is concerned, as far as clothing, or?
Lavush Avada, what are
you? Fomras, or?
No. Lavush, what are you gehalten? As I mean, the Bochum, long enough, because they are fine. Very nice.
They would hold that they should go more from in America, in some part, yes, in some part, not.
How about the emphasis on Musar? Do you think that the altar would shita on Musar and the emphasis on Musar with Gadlus HaAdam?
This year?
And
this shita was, but in the... He was different. He never talked, very, very seldom asked the Bochum, you should be careful, one Machmer, Frimer. He was elevated. The Bochum should be a whole have a higher Ashkofe, the male of it is a woman. That space. Well, the city is Ufim Bamboha to it. So we ufem them, but they ufem is, you know what?
We
higher. He said, Ashkofi, Ashkofi, Aftere should be a higher Ashkofi, Ashkofi, Afachet should be more different. Those were the cities. But not to parade, protein, you should be damn good, you should do it. But at the Altnas, if a Bochum becomes in more understanding in mitzvahs, in fact, when we saw from our head, at the male commanders. That's when I said.
Marshal, I have high school boys.
Yes.
So, is there any, they don't learn, they're not going to learn for 24 hours a day.
I understand, yes.
Is there a value, is it positive to tell a Bacher, why don't you go to a museum, make yourself more bright, see something bigger? Go listen to a concert, music. Is there
no, the altar would never tell you to Bochum.
No.
The Slorite, It's not everybody the same, some Bochum. I know we have a Bocher here in Yeshiva. A Fumer there. But the oil of the Masgir, he used to tell him he should read the paper every day. So he didn't need his role.
So he should become less far from?
Less far
from.
So I'm now in Yeshiva. Very good.
Is there an Indian like that? In other words, is there an Indian for somebody to...
Not everybody the same. If you see somebody was needed, it's all right.
Uh-huh.
But the altar never considered all the Bochum, everybody the same. Everybody was single out, different.
But should I, if there's a Bochum that's a Baal Kishra in learning,
yes.
But he also wants other things. He wants to, should we discourage it? Should they say Dafka learning to him?
A little discourage.
A little bit.
Little.
But
not everything.
Not everything.
Everything was... It's not good, not a little bit.
What about the Limud HaMusar itself, opening up a Musar Sefer every day? It seems to be that Shivas don't emphasize it too much. Of course, there's a Seder, but the emphasis on learning, you know, that maybe that a person...
If the Bochur understands what Musar is, some can have a Musar Sefer and don't understand what it is. What this means. But it's all right, I have to learn Musar in the yeshivas.
How, in the yeshiva shevelt now, you find a lot of against Eretz Israel, against Zionism. Was it like that in Slobodka also?
Slobodka was also against, yes. And the altar was against Zionism. Of course, it's a purchase and not room. The altar is a Gnagnisha Tzadik. No, Slobodka was in Bochum was much higher of this. No one was a Zionist or a Hasidim, no. Everybody now.
Would he have shaykhus to the state? Would he have you have some circles in Eretz Israel don't want to have anything to do with the state, Lamashal the Briskers or something. Would he be that extreme or would he be less?
No. No, that extreme of another. No. I will tell you something. I was sitting in a mountain and came a young man, used to be a Talmud in Yeshiva many years before. And the altar asked him, how you're on Hoge, how do you feel? From Russia, he came from Russia. He sent his helping him to get matzah for Pesach, and then the altar asked him how to do Shabbos. He said no. The altar told him no, but tries will not be Pharisee. I was astonished. The altar, somebody told him, it's not like Hashem and Shabbos, don't keep Shabbos. I saw the altar look his. So turn away from him, turn out that my habit given, and to back maybe he was malading him. And then I asked him, Alter, why he said, what do you mean? This man is getting massified. If I will but be malachic him, he will not do anything. Do his carvers, maybe he will be sometimes became a Shemir Shabbos too. But I didn't understand in the beginning. I'm Hal Shabbos in the altar, talks to him and very friendly. And
but the Shiva holds that the Nana that in America, should we make, is it necessary to make more of a split between the from and the non from?
What is it?
Today in America, in order for a Sivak, for the from people, is it important to make this split? To make a charchoka from the non-prum, or should we try and be? There's a danger in trying to be mikarev. Is that
you're right? It's a danger to. It is not everywhere the same. In some places, ibs can the archoke can help. It's better to use the archoke, but if the archoke can destroy, can make it worse, it's not the right to do it.
I just want to clarify. And Rashiva said that in America today, maybe the altar would say to do it more chumras. That would be in things like Rashiva.
I would not say chumras, but it would be made with medagdic men. The Yukim, he was a medagdic also there. He meets us all the medagdic.
I mean, not at the expense of a Beno de Machavero.
Non Machavero, yeah, he's there.
So, I mean, you wouldn't say to do a chumras.
You learn to be medagdic, to be machmir, when you learn to the same. The same, not to be in some places. You learn everything, and he saw in everything the mile and the soul. When you learn the Bochum, what is a mile, I will tell you something, what happened to me. When I learned, was a very danger, a very bad time was it during the wars, the war in Russia and something. For 2 years he was suffering mama's hunger. I had only bread, and I had $2. When I went and I bought a big telescope, for me at all. I went for after him. The altar met me street from where I coming. I told them I bought a telescope. I sold the telescope in hunger time. It cost $2. I was expected the altar to say to me, very nice, very good. I said, no, what are you doing? You can make citizen in their shirt for the spending. Give the money, it's better to give it. For somebody needed to meet his hunger time. If you imagine you learn with me that I in everything you show the weaker part.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Toshigan is a noble. But to learn everything you do a weaker side.
It seems though that type of hashorah, that das, that seichel, that is missing.
He was a great Kohen. He was able to be here for sure. Just imagine, I bought the telescope, and he said to me, I expected, very nice. He said, what are you doing? What is your frumkeit of faith? That ungeschehen of mirror.
Does the Rashi feel, though, if a person worked more in Musar, in Limura Musar, in Spilo, whatever, he would be more sensitive, and that would be a tremendous toils for the Vel? If they worked more...
Possible, if he worked more in Musa. A lot is better in a former age. I saw Abraham Major in the weekend. I was with him six in a summer class. I saw him once in under a tree in Wald, Bendik Musa, with his pilot in Hamilton.
With his pilot. He was not a Talmud from the Baalei Musar.
He was a Iniko from the Sol Salam.
Oh, yeah, oh.
His wife was an Iniko. No? He was very close to Musar.
Does Rashi feel that there should be more of an emphasis on Limud HaMusar today in the yeshivas? That in our Kabbalah from our Rashi is to try to learn every day.
He's right.
Like
right.
Rousseau says, the only way to make an effect is
right.
If it's tadir, if it's a kriyas.
Yes.
So, Rishi, you feel that many of the problems we have today in America would be lessened a great deal if there was more of an emphasis, if people may be workable more in Musar.
Yes, I would be very good. I would emphasize to learn in every yeshiva, you should learn it. An hour, a 1 hour, or half an hour, the kriyas every day to learn Musar. Yes.
If the Rashiva had the ability to make a tikkun in America, what would the Rashiva see as the problem in America that needs the most tikkun and the eighth of it?
The problem in America always is to make more chinuch, more day schools. And day schools with good rabbeim, with the teachers. And those are the main problem with America needs. Chinuch. The wichtigste Sache. The more important thing is chinuch in America.
On what level? On a younger level or on a...
Every It stopped in a younger level, yes.
I want to ask the Rishiva, I have a problem again in my Talmidim. Mm-hmm. Their Talmidim, they come from frum homes.
Yes.
Nisht from yeshivisha homes.
Understand.
Yes. Yeah. They are afraid to become B'nai Torah.
Why?
Why? They're afraid because they see many B'nai Torah, kanoistic, frumma. They're afraid of that. It looks to them too far from the veld.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them that just because Yenai Ben Torah looks very frum doesn't mean you have to be like look like that.
Right. Yes.
But what should I do? This is a problem because the B'nai Torah in America, they look very kanoistic. And
it's not right. They don't understand. They have to understand. It is not every the same. Some Talmidim, but you have to see the altar used to be post Bochum in the yeshiva. Used to always string to them, very string and very low. And the Bochum used to be so close, to, used to kiss them, used to. And according to every, he handled everybody according to his abilities.
It didn't make, there was not jealousy among the Bochum?
Okay, yes. Yes. And the Bochum for. She was admiring him very, mountain very much. The respect is very marvelous. What he did with no question. If he said so, it's no question.
Did they? Was he like a Hasidish Rebbe?
No.
Were they able to say? How was he different than a Hasidish Rebbe? Which
actually, Teirah de Kinganz and Reipotmas. He was against Hasidish Betachas. You don't want the Bochum should keep him as Rebbe.
If someone wouldn't understand what he would say, so he would have felt he should do differently. If the Bochum didn't agree, could not understand what something the Alter would give him advice.
Yeah, no, the Bochum didn't agree. He put the blames on himself.
But the Bochum's Hanhaga, he should be supposed to follow his own seichel, or he needs.
No, if it didn't, nobody, I don't know if it was a Bochum who didn't agree with him. Only because the was in don't understand.
So he was different than the Rebbe, in
no,
which way?
He didn't want to, if you should call him Rebbe, he was to say, what Rebbe was it?
Home because Rebbe. on one hand you say they all listened exactly what he wanted.
Yes.
So how was he different than a Rebbe?
Name, but then you are able to see Chesedus in him too.
They would be able to say that.
No, yes, Jim could come to him and say, "I don't understand what you're saying, and I don't agree." Can you hear me?
Yeah.
He listens to him and he talks to him, but no.
In other words, he wasn't a rabbi because they could say, "I don't understand."
Yeah, I don't understand. Yes, he learned to say. The land, the Bochum, they should not, everything should be miskumikubal by them.
Was Harbatzas HaTorah, was that one of the shitas of Slabodka itself, or was that just the...
Yes, HaKeredike, the Chiyuv, and Slabodka Shitin, yes. Almost all of us should know, all the Rosh Shivas from the last generation is all Slabodka. Maybe we'll take a look. All the yeshivas is also yeshivas from Slabodka. Your yeshiva, Reb Dovid, Mirer yeshiva, the Rosh Hashiva Slabodka, the Malkus Hatzungeren, Chevron yeshiva, everybody, all the yeshivas is also Talmidei from Slabodka. My brother, what to ask me, ask. Are you all right? If I don't know.
Rav Huttner, when we spoke to Rav Huttner, the Chon of Baruch.
Yes.
So, he was talking about, he had a sheet about dress, I don't know, I don't think that part was from Slabodka, that was the Egan.
No, he wanted to be a Rebbe, yes, Rav Huttner wanted to be a Rebbe.
Yeah. But I want to ask something else. We were talking to him, and he wanted to, he gave a mashal from the United Nations.
Yes.
So he looked at one of the bachurim and said, "Were you ever in the United Nations?"
Yes.
So the bachur said, "No."
Mm-hmm.
So Rav Putna said, "An avla, an intelligent mensch, wouldn't be in, never visited the United Nations."
Yes.
Would that be a Slabodka kind of statement?
Yes.
In other words, there is an Indian to
yes, to
see what's going on in the Welt.
I remember once I heard a bocher said, "Oh, what is Einstein? Nothing." Rauterke told him, "You are a shaitre, you are." Why not? I spent it a big memory.
So that's again the Havchone. He could see, even though Einstein was not a Shomer
Mitzvahs,
but he
thought about it.
I was speaking to my Rashiva recently, and he said he heard from an Adam Golov a few years ago that he was speaking to him, and he said that the other Adam Golov said that a yeshiva cannot hold a boy with Musa these days. That's not what you need, is machshava and philosophy and hashkafa. And Rashiva happened to comment to me. My Rashiva Henoch mentioned to me that he was a little taken aback by that, by the fact that this goal was not, felt that the relevance that Musaru is not so integral and so important, and that a person doesn't have to.
Who said it?
The other
Rashiva.
Yeah.
Henoch was very surprised. He, as I said before, he's instilled with us, as I said before, an emphasis that we have to learn Musar every day.
Sure, you know it.
So, does Rashiva agree with the idea that the Musar has to be emphasized maybe a little more, and some of the problems I was alluding to this before that we have today maybe would be if we stuck more to the Slabaka Shita of Limala Musar and the emphasis on Musar?
Sure, you have to learn Musar.
But the question is how important, which is more important, Musar or Machshava?
Musar is Machshava. Musar on Machshava is gone.
Yeah, when Musar, they say Machshava, they mean Svarim like the Maral.
Very good.
Yes. That would call that Musar.
Machshava and Ashkofe, that's a Musar. Nefshachayim.
How about something like Sefer HaKuzori or something like that?
What do you mean?
Like Mar Nebuchim or something like that?
We have to understand it. Mar Nebuchim also very good. But some Sforim, Rak Del Abag is not so good.
But as far as Tikkun Amidos is concerned, we've come to hear that the Mesillas Yesharim and Chavos HaLevavos.
Tikkun Amidos are about Midos. The Rauter didn't talk very seldom. Rauter didn't believe that Mekem is Sagn the Midos. The Mesrol used to say, she's right Duch zu lernen ganz Shas. Well, he's a Sag Gringer, which Vato Machem Midos.
So what is the
Eitze? The Eitze is, the Eitze was the Rauter gehalten is, if Rav the Chema Abbeck, the Chlippe Eitze, the Eitze, aber my Oysra is not me, the Kemen it.
So what?
He doesn't believe that somebody came and sack. He can't the Chome is, I'm learning from Musar and sack, came and the Chop out. Aber in ganzen Oysra is not me, that the Negal.
So assuming someone finds himself in me, the Rauter.
Me?
Assuming someone
has a midah, you have to work on it with Yerushalayim, Obsalten. But they don't believe that it's possible to be Eker and Tayle.
Obsalten, a kibush,
Kibush, which is a midah,
say, man. So the main thing would be to work on Yerushalayim.
With Yerushalayim, Obsalten, but Yerushalayim, a midah, and some kemen.
Chinuch, our Rashiva, Rav Henoch, talks about Chochmas HaMusar, Limud HaMusar Bispailus, and Chinuch HaMusar. Three parts, he said from Rav David, told him about three parts. Chinuch HaMusar, Limud HaMusar Bispailus, and the Chochmas HaMusar, the Shmuzim and the Tetra.
Yeah.
Chinuch HaMusar, was that stressed in Slabodka?
Very little.
Little. And Limud HaMusar
Bispailus, yes.
And the Torah HaMusar Vada.
Yeah. Aber nicht never can be Ikara Mide Midas.
Was this a machlokes between the outer and other Shittas and Mussar? Was there a disagreement?
Yeah, the outer from Kelim. The Kelim and Talmidim look different. But not the last time. The last year, the outer, I don't know. But he never talk about the Ikara Midas. No, that's not true. We are not able to do it.
And it's safer like the Cheshbon HaNefesh who has a
program. That's good, Rebbe Salam, to Gelten, they're from the Kelner and Gelten, yeah. Meche Teisha, where the Alter is not true.
The Alter would not
the Alter Gelten, if somebody is big, is a Shkof, is a Eiche, me mele, half to Saf Midis, on so is so. Aber direkt zu gehen, zum Rest an Gelten.
I mean, not just chat that's not necessary, but it won't work either.
Well, yeah, it won't work.
Let me say that Rav Isaac Scher published Sefer Chochmas Cheshbon HaNefesh, which is Chinuch HaMusar.
By ultimate people, yeah, yeah, yes. Rav Isaac Scher is not an altar.
As a Talmud, you then, no?
A Talmud is a given, yeah. You should know it. Every Talmud is different. Every Talmud took from the mountain according to his abilities.
So the Rosh Yeshiva doesn't believe that there was a strict line or a certain shita?
For everybody to say.
Is there a sign of shava that a person could say?
In the Ikrim, yes. But in the Andra Zahanit.
So what would the Rosh Yeshiva describe as that sign of shava that makes a person a Slavaka Talmud?
A Slavaka Talmud is not told the same. Everybody is kriegen of Meire from the Betreten. Sabotka Tal, Talmidim, sein dieselbe.
Der
Autor, he gave you everybody according to his abilities.
He's
understanding.
One of the things that Rav Putner also mentioned to us was a Hashkaf, he said in Talvoko that you're a Godo and you Paskin. And that sort of that the Dafka, not to tell a person what to do. That
the
person should decide.
The outer one to the Talmidim should be able to understand the lens, and he should be able to think and to understand and to live according to the understanding.
So as this person, they wouldn't be. And as a person would have to come up to on his own to certain realizations, it wouldn't be.
Yes, you're right.
So I mean, it seems a little bit of a stira. I mean, we also heard story that there was a strict hashgacha in the yeshiva.
In Slabodka.
Yeah.
The only place where there's no any hashgacha was Slabodka.
There was no hashgacha.
They didn't have attendance. They didn't.
No. I heard a story that the mashgiach, there used to be. I heard many different places. They didn't. Not everybody could fit in the main base medrash. So they had to learn in different shuls in the city of Slavaka. So somebody, an Ungal, told me that the Mashkiach of Slavaka used to go around to each shul and look in the window and see. He knew where each person was and where he had to be, and he knew.
Not that altar. Was a little Mashkiach. Was a Mashkiach there. It's possible. It was interesting to know what they are doing. But not that altar.
And how about
the yeshiva?
In Yeshiva, it wasn't strange.
They weren't machshiv, the idea of hashkafa so much, they weren't...
Yeah, machshiv, but not too much.
And how about in the Kovna Kovo, was there a stricter...
In Kovna Kildi, he slabotke governed, we machshiv zusammen. Kovna Kildi, we machshiv slabotke zusammen.
Yeah, so we read that there was certain, like a contract almost, they had to sign that...
Yeah, born together, yes.
So what was... There was no difference as far as I heard once that someone in the Kovo came... 10 minutes, let's say they had to be there 9:30. If he came 9:40, he was not allowed in the basement.
Doesn't kill him, not in Slobodka.
Not in Slobodka?
Doesn't kill him, give
him. Maybe it was a mistake.
Slobodka, no.
Rebetzin, Rashiva's Rebetzin told me that her father, Rav Avram Trop.
Yeah, Rav Avram Trop, yes.
Maybe she got the wrong yeshiva, but she said that once he left the yeshiva to go buy something, glasses, and the mashkiach came over to him and said, "What are you doing away from the base medrash?"
It's possible that Nidam was a little as goch, but not too strong.
Not strong.
This was you telling Tosi Keller.
And this matter said that we have sort of in some yeshivas where the Rashi tells exactly what the Bachram should do, that wouldn't be really proper. The Bachram.
Yeah, but the Mashgiach has to take care. And my yeshiva was on Maseda. This is proper. This is good.
I mean, as far as Hashgacha is, it's good, but we can't in Slabotkin.
Ja, Arie, was machst du?
Das ist nicht gut.
Immer schwerer. Rieschenzieher, ist die Gedeigen, als das schlechte Wetter, die da die kommen. Rieschenzieher.
No, it's very, very helpful. Very
helpful.
Okay.
Ja, folge sind da rein.
Ich wünsche dir well.
Amen.
Hast du gegessen? Ja, mir auch gegessen.